Trusting yourself and others. Trusting yourself. First of all, it's especially important to trust ourselves. This can mean trusting our gut feeling, to know when something is okay or not okay. Some people call this a gut instinct. We can get feelings in other parts of our body as well. Some women say they feel it in their head, heart, neck, back, hands or feet. It's good to notice how our gut instinct feels in different situations and with different people. Question: how does your gut instinct feel when you're scared or upset? Question: how does your gut instinct feel when you're happy or excited? If something doesn't feel right or we feel frightened, then it's not right for us. Trusting someone else. Question: how do we know when we can trust someone? Question: is there a person that you trust and helps you to feel safe and happy? Question: if you or someone you know felt unsafe, is there someone safe for you to tell? Question: what are some other ideas for safely telling someone you trust? An example in the video was to have a secret code word to let them know you don't feel safe. Would that be something that would work for you? Image: Marie has short blonde hair, wearing glasses and a short-sleeve floral top in blue and brown, is seated in a wheelchair with backdrop of a hallway, quoted from the video as saying, "It's important to listen to women with disabilities. We have good ideas about our right to be safe, not just rights in relation to their disability, but also women's rights."